Iowa County Sheriff's Office reports the intersection of U.S. Highway 18, 151, and County Trunk Highway K in the township of Brigham has long been recognized as a hazardous area by local residents and first responders. There have been over 30 crashes in the area of this intersection in the last 10 years. Recently, there has been two fatal accidents at this intersection in just over 2 weeks. A lot of people are rightfully concerned about how dangerous the intersection of U.S. Highway 18, 151, and County Trunk Highway K is. In response to these concerns, a joint public meeting will be held tomorrow morning at 10 at the Barneveld Brigham Municipal Building, located at 403 East County Highway ID, Barneveld. Representatives from the Village of Barneveld Board, Town of Brigham Board, Barneveld Area Rescue Squad, Barneveld Brigham Fire Department, Iowa County, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation will be present to discuss the intersection. Please note that while the public may attend, public comment will not be taken during this meeting. However, attendees will have the opportunity to hear directly from the Wisconsin DOT regarding this issue. The Ithaca Lions Club is gearing up for its annual consignment auction coming up Sunday, May 18th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Funds raised from the auction help the club with their community service goals. Consignment items currently being accepted include items that have sold well at past auctions. Dean Reinhardt is an Ithaca Lion and an organizer of the event.
It's just amazing, but old lawnmowers usually are our best sellers. And lawn equipment, bicycles just go nuts. But it just depends on the year and depends on the crowds that's there. Sometimes the farm equipment goes real good. I mean, most of the time everything goes real good, but I would say lawn and garden equipment is our biggest seller.
Other items being accepted include tractors, recreation equipment, boats, ATVs, cars, trucks, trailers, tools, and construction equipment. However, tires, electronics, and microwaves are typically not accepted. Consignment items are being accepted from now until the day of the auction. Items registered by this Wednesday, May 7th, will be advertised in the auction listing. There is a commission on items being sold. Dick Hauser is also an Ithaca Lion and an organizer of the auction.
If you bring stuff in, and we do combine it all, so if you bring in 10 items, we combine the whole thing, and then whatever total dollars, that's the commission you'll pay. But if you have items from $1 to $15, we consider that a donation to the club, because it's just too much to mess with those little checks. But then from $16 up to $250, we ask for 15%. From $251 to $1,500 is 10%, and then anything over $1,500 is 5%. But people are concerned that they kind of would like to bring something in, but boy, I just don't want to give it away. We do have a buyback program, and the very maximum you'd have to pay on that is $25.
For more information or to consign an item, contact Dick Hauser at 608-585-4808 or 608-574-1688. Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692 or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County will host the 4th Annual Vernon County Senior Fair. The event will be held Wednesday from 10 until 2 at the Vernon Memorial Building located on the Vernon County Fairgrounds. Over 50 vendors will be a part of this year's Senior Fair. The event will also offer door prizes, bingo, live music, transportation, blood pressure checks, and more. Free lunch and snacks will also be available. For more details, please contact the ADRC of Vernon County at 608-637-5201 or go to the Vernon County website at vernoncountywi.gov. As spring travel and activities fill calendars, volunteer blood donations remain essential to critical medical care. The American Red Cross depends on thousands of volunteer donors to collect more than 12,000 blood donations and about 3,000 platelet donations every single day. You can help by making a donation this Wednesday. Two blood drives will be held, the first from 10 until 4 at Wisconsin Dells High School, and the second from 1 until 4 at Weston School. To make an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. The Richland Area Farmers Market is making its return, and this year it's a brand new location. Shoppers will now find the market at the corner of Court and Orange Streets, with stalls conveniently located facing Quick Trip. The market will be open every Wednesday from 1:30 until 5:30. Opening day will feature a variety of local favorites, including bedding plants, maple syrup, honey, eggs, salad greens, rhubarb, radishes, mushrooms, and fresh flowers. Baked goods like breads, pies, and cookies will also be available, along with jams, jellies, canned goods, and grass-fed beef to order. The market accepts EBT, SNAP, and Quest cards, and thanks to the Rotary Club of Richland County, children ages 4 to 17 can receive free produce tokens as a part of the youth food program. The Boomerang Bag program also returns, made possible by Compeer Financial. Parking is available off Jefferson Street with sidewalk access for strollers, wagons, and wheelchairs. For more information, visit richlandareafarmersmarket.org or you can call them at 608-213-3374. The Richland Center High School Bands will present a spring concert tonight. The featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and the Symphonic Band. The concert band will open with the Liberty Bell. They will also perform Overture for Winds. The Symphonic Band will perform Amparito Roca and Second Suite in F by Gustav Holst and Africa Ceremony, Song, and Ritual by Robert W. Smith. The spring concert also marks the final formal concert performance for graduating seniors. The seniors will receive special recognition during tonight's concert. The top band awards will also be presented during the concert. The Richland Center High School Bands cordially invite you to enjoy an evening of quality band music and to help them celebrate the many successes of the band students. The concert will be held this evening in the Richland Center High School Auditorium at 7:30. Cost of admission will be just $5. Senior citizens will be admitted for free. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Scott Fitzgerald says some of his colleagues on the House Judiciary Committee didn't approve of how a Milwaukee County judge was arrested last month. Speaking to WISN's Up Front, Fitzgerald says the emotions ran very high in the case and that the optics of the arrest could have been better. Fitzgerald says Judge Hannah Dugan acted outrageously and the case is valid. Dugan is accused in federal court of helping a man evade arrest by immigration agents and has been temporarily suspended by the Wisconsin Supreme Court while the trial takes place. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles notes that over 64% of Wisconsinites already have a real ID driver's license or identification card. On May 7th, the Transportation Security Administration will begin enforcing requirement to show a real ID before boarding a domestic aircraft or visiting a federal building. The most common form of acceptable identification is a driver license or ID card. Wisconsin DMV has been offering the option to have a real ID or a non-compliant card since January of 2013. When all documents are ready, customers may make an appointment at a DMV for faster service or stop in. DMV staff will review the information. There is no additional fee for a real ID compliant driver's license or ID. If a person upgrades to real ID at the time of renewing their driver's license, they pay the renewal fee. If they are upgrading to a real ID outside of their driver's license renewal, they would pay the $14 duplicate or replacement card fee. In most cases, customers receive their driver's license or ID card within 7 to 10 business days. TSA does not accept the paper receipt as proof of real ID. A woman found guilty of helping her son and two other teens engage in a widespread poaching scheme in eastern Wisconsin is headed to jail. Jessica Croning was sentenced in Washington County Court Friday to 1 month in jail after taking a plea deal in the case. Croning and the three teens killed over 100 deer in Fond du Lac, Washington, and Dodge counties in 2023 and 24, often shining the deer at night. The group also routinely left does to rot where they lay and took back buckheads. Croning's attorney tried to downplay her involvement at sentencing, but the judge refused to leave jail time out, saying she was responsible and complicit in the poaching. The three teens' cases are in juvenile court. The UW Madison Division of Extension, Vernon and La Crosse Counties will host the second stop of the Wisconsin Rural Regional Housing Summit Series in Hillsboro Tuesday. The Summit Series is an initiative designed to address the housing challenges faced by rural communities. The workshops aim to build local capacity, facilitate regional partnerships, and strengthen connections to local, state, and federal stakeholders whose participation will be instrumental in shaping the future of housing in rural Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Rural Regional Housing Summit Series will feature a series of tailored events over the next 18 months. The Hillsboro event follows the initial launch of the series held in Ashland County in November. Each event is customized to address local issues of concern with formal presentations, panel discussions, networking opportunities, and resource takeaways. It will cover critical issues affecting housing in rural areas with a specific focus on Crawford, Juneau, La Crosse, Monroe, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties. Attendees will have the chance to engage directly with experts and peers, gaining valuable insights and resources to help guide future housing initiatives in their regions. The summit will be held on Tuesday from 8:30 until 3:15 at the Hillsboro Brewing Company. Online registration is closed, but in-person registrations may occur the day of the event. Contact Hannah McKeever for more information at 608-637-5281. And We Energies welcomes the first peregrine falcon chicks of the season. The two chicks at the Oak Creek Power Plant hatched late last week. It's the first year parents, Essity and Joel, have been nesting together, despite Essity being at the Oak Creek Plant for 6 years. We Energies says two other eggs at the Oak Creek Plant could hatch at any time, and eggs at the Port Washington Generating Station, Valley Power Plant, and Weston Power Plant are expected to hatch in the coming weeks. You can vote on the names of the new birds and view a 24/7 nest cam by visiting the We Energies website.